Hi Lena, I'm recording this for you for the Cree class for my impact story. It's Tammy Johnson, and I've been attending the Cree classes at Musqueam now for almost a year now, come this January. And I started with the online sessions and then moved to the in-person sessions, which I enjoy. I would say the in-person sessions the most because there's a sense of community. We all enjoy a meal together, we sit and we talk, we discuss how the language impacts us generally. I also enjoy the fact that we have Patrick and Patricia there to guide us as elders, because we receive teachings beyond just the language, although the language is really the starting point for those teachings usually. It's also amazing that we get to have a pipe ceremony and that sweat lodges are offered for our class too. For me, the main impact of these classes have been getting back in touch with the Indigenous part of my family. Being Métis, we were very colonized and raised to know everything about our Scottish and French ancestors and religion in a general sense in Christianity, but we were never allowed to be able to be proud of or understand the Indigenous part of our family, which is mainly Cree. And so for me, because my grandfather spoke the Cree language but never taught us, it's really connected me with that part of my family that I never felt I was able to be proud of or allowed to explore. I would also say for me, on a spiritual level, because I've been practicing Cree spirituality now for over a year, that for me it allows me to learn the language so that I can, communicate with my ancestors when I am able to learn more of the language, and hopefully and be able to pray more in Cree as well. And as well as an educator myself, I work with educators across the province through ARPDC and the Edmonton Regional Learning Consortium. I contract out for different companies as well in post-secondary institutions to work on decolonizing and indigenizing the curriculum and various things. But for me, it's given me a greater understanding of my Indigenous part of my family and able to guide me in helping other educators as well in order to truly understand Indigenous ways of knowing and being, and be able to understand the language brings me closer to understanding the land, our connection with the land. It helps me to understand just who we are as a people, and being proud of that when I work with other educators and being able to explain that, even being able to explain how the language itself works and the beauty of it, and and some of the things that you cannot translate into English, and it's just been very enlightening for me, and it's really guided my ability to help other educators as well. So I appreciate that very much. I also appreciate Lana very much. She makes it a welcoming place for us to be, and she's always prepared to answer questions for us and guide us and help us as well. And, I've really appreciated the camaraderie in the class, getting to know other students. I've made some really great connections with people, and it's really great because I'm from Manitoba, especially. The community here, the Indigenous community, I've gotten more involved with in this last year and a bit, and being able to meet more people that not just in, there's people in the classes that are non-Indigenous, but being able to connect particularly with other Métis students or, it's Indigenous students, and getting to know about their culture and sharing and being able to understand that as well has been really awesome. I would also say that, being able to take these classes for free has just been a blessing. I've started my own business, and so I don't have a lot of extra necessarily to spend on things, and to take a class online, which would be the only thing I could probably do at this point, through one of the universities would be very expensive, and I just don't have that right now. And even just, receiving the textbooks, for free and the dictionary has been amazing. So I said thank you for all of that. That has been just outstanding to be able to get all that as well. Yeah, so I only have positive things to say about my experience at Musqueam, and just, you know, I hope that I'm able to continue to learn, you know, from these amazing elders and, you know, and with the support of Lana and all the people there at Musqueam. And I thank all of you for this chance to be able to do this.